You say yesterday he, if he did that, he...
Agreed. Yesterday you don't understand why it's speaking today, do you?
And if you got grease all over your hands would be all...
black as ace of spades. Well, I just reach and get me some grass or something, wipe it off and go on.
So your hands, before you wipe it off, your hands be real...
slick.
And
greasy. Slick, slick, slick and greasy.
And what you put in a pistol would be called a...
cylinder. And it put in, what did you say?
What you put in a pistol.
Oh, cartridges.
Okay. What's a cylinder?
Cylinder is the thing that turns around and around on the...
that the cartridge goes in?
Goes in, they go into it.
You'd straighten your hair using a comb and a... a comb and a...
brush?
Okay. You're going to use that. You'd say you were going to...
comb the head and brush it?
And what do you call the things in a brush that...
well, now, there's different kinds of that stuff to go in the brush, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got the plastic threads and needles that go in there, and then we got the, we used to have it, and it was a grass, kind of a type of a grass brush that you'd have. Mm-hmm. There's different kinds of them.
And you're chopping a straight razor using a leather...
strap, right.
What would you chopping a small knife on?
We generally use a whet rock.
What about for a big tool, like an axe or a hoe?
You'd
use a...
file or a grind rock. I got an old-time grind rock out there in my shed now. It's been here before I was born. It come down in my family.
Do you still use it?
No, I haven't used it in years. We used to grind our axes and hoes and everything else on it.
Something that children would play on. You take a board and it goes up and down?
Ride a horse.
Hmm?
Well, we used to call them, one time the boys would go out there in the woods and we'd cut us down a sapling up about that high.
About 4 feet?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 feet high up here. And we'd cut around this sapling and then we'd tee that off to about the size of this microphone here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd bore a hole with a big auger through this big pole that we got and put that pole down through that hole. And take a little of that axe grease and grease that round on that side there. And you talk about a riding horse, we had it.
It's been around and
around. Round and around, round and around, and skin your head and everything else above in the ground.
What's something that would fit over a trestle and go up and down?
Well, that was what you'd call a riding horse. What do you think they ought to be?
Well, there's one that would spin around and around like this. Then there's one
I know. Up and down. We always called them riding horses. It doesn't matter which way they went, or how they went.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing what?
Well, they're different kinds that you ride on. And so one boy's on this and he doesn't want to get on. Now they have an argument about which one's going to ride on, which one is on. But you know, you could ride on those that goes around a lot. And it wouldn't take you long. And you're drunk. You fall right off.
You get hurt pretty bad on those things.
Sure to get hurt. You ain't woofing. I've had my head skinned again down many times on the ground.
What's something that, I don't know if they had this in this area or not, but in some places they'd take a board that was kind of limber and then fasten it down at both ends. So it'd be kind of like a trampoline. The children would get on the middle and jump up and down.
Springboard.
Okay. How would you build one?
Way we built them, always way we built them here when we went into swimming, they take the board out here and we put down two posts out here and nail a piece across them on here and then put the board across that and fasten it down up on this end up here and you get out on the end of that board to make your springboard.
Where would y'all go swimming at?